With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. There's a tentative deal to maybe end a strike that started 6 weeks ago at Greenshield. Unifor Local 240 announced it this morning. Workers in Windsor and Toronto walked off the job on March 1st looking for better wages and job security. The union is in the process of arranging the ratification meeting now. Did we already have a tornado in the region this year? Well, according to the Northern Tornadoes Project, yes, we did, in Malden Center on March 16th. It's the first in Canada this year and ties the record with one in Clifford in 2016. It says it tore the roof off of a mobile home and brought some trees down. Winds got up to 150 kilometers an hour, strong enough to be an EF1. Fire officials in Windsor are investigating the cause of an early morning house fire on Benjamin between Ellis and Shepherd Street East. Firefighters arrived just before 2 this morning after it started in the basement. It caused $200,000 damage. Nobody was hurt, but 2 people are out of their home. Public transit in Amherstburg and LaSalle are getting a funding boost from the Ontario government's gas tax. Windsor Transit can use the almost $400,000 to expand service hours, increase routes, and buy new buses. 3 drivers face impaired driving charges after 3 crashes in the city in an 8-hour period. Police say the first was just before 8 last night on County Road 17, where a vehicle went into a ditch. 2 hours later, police arrested a driver on Walker Road who allegedly smelled strongly of alcohol and had trouble standing on her feet. The third was on Cameron Avenue. 2 men and a woman are charged now. The leader of the Parti Québécois says if his party takes power in the next Quebec election, there will be a 3rd referendum on Quebec's independence. Paul St-Pierre Plamondon told party members in Drummondville, Ottawa poses an existential threat to French language and culture in Quebec. The Canadian Press says the referendum would come before 2030. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the collapse of a Baltimore bridge. NBC News says federal agents boarded the cargo ship that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They're looking for evidence the crew knew the vessel had mechanical problems before the collision. Meanwhile, the city of Baltimore is taking legal steps to sue those responsible. Israel's war cabinet is meeting today to talk about the country's response to Iran's missile and drone attack this weekend. Allies want it to show restraint. Thomson Reuters says the British Foreign Secretary says Israel may be justified in retaliating, but it needs to think with its head as well as its heart. The barrage came after an Iranian embassy in Syria was bombed. Visiting the Wings tonight, the Montreal Canadiens. In baseball, the Tigers host the Rangers and the Yankees take on the Jays. We'll get a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon with a high today of 19. Tonight will be clear. We'll dip down to 6 overnight. Sunshine to start tomorrow and then a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon and 18. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.